back home now, and from tomorrow, all remaining COVID-19 health restrictions will end and the legal requirement to wear a face covering will no longer apply. However, people will still be advised to use a face covering on public transport and in a healthcare setting. But in retail settings, they won't be mandatory. So where does this leave employers and employees? Before coming on air, I spoke with Maeve McElwee, who is Director of Employer Relations at business representative group IBEC.
So IBEC's advice around the removal of face coverings in particular at this point in time is similar to the advice that we've been giving around the removal of other restrictions, which is to engage with employees and to begin that conversation. So in workplaces, for the most part, actually face coverings and masks weren't required. But many employers did take on the use of face masks as an extra layer of mitigation and protective measure for employees. So as we start to see those being removed, it's really important to talk to your staff associations, your staff groupings, or your lead worker representatives, and make sure that they're aware of what the company position is around the removal of the final pieces of control measures. But at the same time, we would say it's really important to recognise that some people may continue to wear masks for another period of time, and that employers need to facilitate that.
But ultimately, there will be a lot of people who are coming back to the offices for the first time in a couple of years. They won't be used to being in such close proximity to people. They won't be used to maybe not having people around them wearing masks. So are you anticipating that there could be a lot of workplace conflict that will need to be dealt with by employers?
I think most employers will take an approach that should avoid there being significant conflict. But there will, of course, be people who will be less confident and less comfortable because it is their first time to return to the workplace. But nevertheless, you know, if we look at what's been happening in our society more generally, we are seeing more people going out. They're out in restaurants and out more socially than we have been for a long time. So people are already beginning to get used to being in the company of other people without face coverings in different settings. So the workplace is largely the same. Really important for employers to make sure that people understand what's required, what their policy is going to be about the removal of face coverings in the workplace where they had them in place.
And are you aware of any of your member businesses who are going to keep up the guidance or the advice for their employees to wear face masks from next week despite the government removing the measures?
Absolutely. There will be some employers who will remove some of the restrictions at different time periods. And it may be for lots of reasons. It may be for particular business reasons. It might be where people have lots of contact with members of the public and they'll want to build up a little bit of confidence. Or it may be that in certain settings, in particular in small businesses, where they may be aware of vulnerable people, whether they're clients or workers within their environments who may need that extra level of protection.
Maeve McElwee from IBEC there.